My name is Bo Barlow. I am 22 years old, soon to be 23. Today is the 22nd of January. I'm speaking with Deanna Craig, who is my friend, and I guess distant cousin. And we are recording this interview in Laie, Hawaii. Question number one, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood and what you were like as a child?
My childhood was a good one, I guess. It wasn't normal. My parents separated, and so I was traveling a lot. Mum, being a single parent, I was always at a friend's house, or usually an auntie or cousin's house, while mum was at work. As a child, I was kind of really shy and kind of kept to myself. But yeah, that's about it.
What did your mom do for work?
She worked at Air New Zealand in the tourism industry.
Wait, so you were raised with your mom more so?
I think maybe 1 year I spent living with my dad, and the next year I would go live with my mom, and then it sort of changed. And then as I got older, I spent longer times, a period of time with each parent, and yeah.
Who would you say you're closer with?
Probably my mum.
Why is that? Spend more time with her?
I think because we're the same. We're very similar.
Personalities, how so?
Both shy, very sort of keep to ourselves. Yeah, enjoy the same things.
Okay. So you were shy as a child?
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? Any other attributes?
No.
Okay, that's how I was as well, pretty shy. Next question, can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
My parents, they always encouraged me to get an education. My mom encouraged me to serve a mission, and so I pretty much did most of the things that they all encouraged me to do, so yeah.
Wait, so your mom?
My mom and my dad.
Oh, both your parents? Okay. Yeah. Good answer. Probably same for me. Last question, probably most important one. So, what was your upbringing like in terms of being around your Maori culture? And based off this answer, how has it affected you?
I wasn't really involved in my Maori culture as much as probably my mum would have liked me to. And then she wasn't either, so that's probably why it affected me, so that I wasn't as involved, because when she was growing up, her parents never spoke Maori to her, and so they wanted to speak English. So she missed out on that. And then, in fact, I missed out on it as well.
How, based off this answer, how has it affected you?
I feel like I missed out a little bit, but coming to Buai Hawaii and working in the New Zealand village, I've been able to pick up a little bit of my culture.
Do you think you could explain the, I guess, schematics of how it is in New Zealand? Like, in terms of some of the Maori kids, they're more in touch with the culture while others are not. You know what I mean?
Why they don't like that?
Yeah, can you just explain why how it's set up and how, you know what I mean?
There's a big divide within the cultures. Like, those that have grown up with it, it's kind of negative for some people, the white people, like the other people that aren't Maori. There's like a negative look, like, oh, there's the stereotypes of them like being on the dole, or what do you call it?
Government
payments, yeah. Handout sort of thing. And so they're like, oh yeah, Maoris do this, and so one half of the cult, it's not, yeah.
It's just a negative stereotype?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess one last question, just kind of personal question. Do you sometimes feel like an outsider?
On which side?
To your own culture, like, yeah, or you kind of feel intimidated. Not intimidated, but you feel like you have to play catch up, and you're kind of...
I feel, only being here, I feel like I'm trying to catch up, just because I have friends that have grown up around it, but back in New Zealand, it doesn't matter, because then I'm like pretty much most of Māori New Zealanders who aren't really involved in that side of the culture.
Mm.
As intensely, yeah.
All right.